الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Aqa, the pride of mankind, the intercessor of the sinners, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah would be those who would have recited maximum durood and salawat upon me in the dunya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we once again thank Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our sustainer, our provider, for having granted us this ability, this opportunity to once again meet on Madani channel in order to discuss the matters of our deen, the matters of our religion. And likewise, it is indeed the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mercy and the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we are able to meet today, that we are able to carry on with this beautiful silsila excellences of the Holy Quran. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the topic of our discussion today would be the rewards of reciting the Holy Quran. So let us make a solid intention, very sincere intention, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, from the beginning up to the end, we would sit and learn the virtues of our deen. We would sit and learn about the virtues of the Holy Quran and the virtues of the Sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the istiqamat and the ability to be steadfast in this beautiful deen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to be from amongst those who will recite the shahada before we depart, before we leave this world. Ameen, thumma ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear Madani channel viewers, in this whole entire world, the only book which is recited at every split moment, at every second, every moment, every minute, every hour, is indeed the Holy Quran. It is the only book which is recited globally at any given time. And then by this we would be able to understand that times in the world are different. Some, as we speak, they are busy reading their Asr Salah. Some, as we speak, they are reading the sunnahs of the Asr Salah. Some, as we speak, they are engaged in the Maghrib Salah. Some, as we speak, they are engaged in the sunnahs of the Maghrib Salah. Some, as we speak, they are engaged in the Isha Salah. the sunnahs of Isha Salah, some as we speak, they are engaged in the Fajr Salah, sunnahs of the Fajr Salah. Some as we speak, they are engaged in the Nawafil. And some as we speak, they are literally engaged in the reciting or the recitation of this beautiful Kalam, the Kalam Allah. So at any given time in this whole world, the whole Quran is been recited, because for your Salah to be valid, the Quran needs to be recited. For your Isha Salah to be valid, for your Fajr Salah to be valid, for every Salah to be valid, you need the recitation of the whole Quran. And therefore, at any given time in this world, the Holy Quran is being recited. Allahu Akbar. We are the Ummah that recites this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the Holy Quran. May Allah inculcate into our hearts the love of the Quran. May He make it such that before we sleep, before we do anything, we recite whichever verse, whichever ayat, which is suitable for that moment to recite. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we would gain success in this dunya as well as in the akhirat. You know, the whole Quran is that book of Allah that soften our hearts. It is that book of Allah Azza wa Jal, but if it is recited, it will definitely ease the mind of its reciter, whether with understanding or without understanding. Because ultimately, whether understanding it or not understanding it, the main thing is that it is the book that comes from our Creator. It is the book that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. It opens our hearts. It is it brings satisfaction in our hearts. It brings satisfaction in our minds. It is the only book in this world which is so accurate. It is the only book in this world which cannot be challenged. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran that أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't they ponder towards the Quran? Don't they ponder towards this beautiful revelation of Allah? Had it been from anyone besides Allah, there would have been so much of ikhtilaf, there would have been so much of discrepancy in this beautiful book. But because it is the book that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, it is free from fault. Because it is the book that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, it is free from ikhtilaf. Dear Madani channel viewers, we need to make ourselves available to recite the Quran. We need to strengthen our relationship with the Quran. We need to tighten our relationship with the Quran. Because believe me, today we're living luxury lives. We have beautiful homes. Today we drive beautiful and expensive vehicles. Today, you know, we eat from the most expensive restaurants. But this luxury life that we are living today, that runs in our blood, that runs in our blood, will never ever be able to benefit us in the qabr if we do not ponder and take within that the ahkam and the rulings of the whole Quran. You know, today, if we tighten and strengthen our relationship with the Quran, we would then be able to take that friendship with us in the qabr. And it may be the means of safeguarding us in the qabr, and it may be the means of our success in the akhirat. But our expensive cars will never be able to take them with in the qabr. Our beautiful homes will never ever be able to take them in the qabr. Therefore, my respected Madani channel viewers, let us tighten and strengthen our relationship with the Holy Quran. Let us be the change we want to see in other people. And the change should start within our homes to begin with. Today we want to teach our children how important is the Quran once they have, you know, gained bulughat, once they are matured. And at times it becomes very, very difficult for them to adjust within the whole Quran. Why? Because we did not groom them with the Quran since they were young. From their young age, we kept quiet, saying we will teach them the Quran once they have the understanding. We will teach them the Quran once they, you know, come to a certain age. But as time goes, when we forget about the statements that we have done, and once a child is exposed to so many other things, we want to introduce the Quran to them. Alhamdulillah, it is a good thing to do. But had we started the introduction of the whole Quran when they were young, inshallah, that would have helped us a lot. Because when they are now exposed to all these worldly things, the Quran that they have kept in the soft corners of their hearts would definitely come and reflect, and it would stop so many things from happening. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality of the matter is that our children today are exposed to too many stories, are exposed to unbeneficial stories, they are exposed to false stories, they are exposed to stories that would not bring any change within themselves. But if we can take a moment and reflect what type of stories are being mentioned in the Quran, then, my dear respected Madani channel viewers, we would be able to understand and to reflect that we need to teach our children all these stories that are being mentioned in the whole Quran for their betterment and for the betterment of other children that would be coming and becoming our children's friends. Because whatever we teach them, they go outside and they spread it to their friends, and they spread it to the other children, and we would also be able to gain their thawab out of that. And meanwhile, we would be able to bring our own children in the way that Allah Azza wa Jal would be very, very happy with us as the parents of the children. Look, every time we teach our children the Quran, every time we teach our children the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time we try to teach them what is good, what is beneficial, in reality what we are doing is that we are investing for our akhirat. We are indeed investing for our akhirat. If we teach them the Quran, if we inspire them as far as the Quran is concerned, you may never know, that inspiration may be enough for this child to have the feeling and the desire of becoming a Hafizay Quran. And if he becomes a Hafizay Quran, what would be the maqam and status of you being the parent when your child has bayhatted the whole Quran? When your child has now become a person who has the Quran in his heart, this inspiration may be the cause and the source of our children becoming the ulama, the scholars of this deen, that would inshallah, through the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, change this whole entire globe, bring this whole entire globe into the footsteps of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we need to emphasize as much as possible to our children the importance of the Quran, the importance of reciting the Quran, the importance of loving the whole Quran. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, we would be able to reap the benefits of that in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in a hadith mubarakah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the fast in the Quran would be given the opportunity to intercede for those that used to fast and those who used to recite the Holy Quran during their time in the dunya. The siyam or the fast would come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and would say that, Ya Allah, I have kept this man away from food. I have kept him away from desires. Ya Allah, I have kept him away from the drink. Ya Allah, because of this, grant me the ability to be an intercessor for this person. And the whole Quran would also come and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have been the main reason why this man would stand in prayer. I have kept him awake the whole night. He would recite me, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me the opportunity to be as intercessor for this particular abd of yours, for this beautiful and excellent servant of yours. And you know what would happen, my dear respected Madani channel viewers, both of these things would be granted the intercession, would be granted the ability to be the intercessors for the person that used to recite them and the person who used to fast in the month of Ramadan, and both of their intercession would be accepted. Allahu Akbar. What a madani pool, what a madani advice we gain from this beautiful hadith mubarakam, that as long as we strengthen our relationship with the Quran, or the more we strengthen our relationship with the Quran, the better it becomes for us in the Akhirat. The better we would be able to reap the sawab and the reward of the Akhirat for our own benefit, insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in a beautiful hadith mubarakah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who recites Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will build for him a castle in Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal will build for him a castle in Jannah. Great companions of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were seated with him. At this point in time, when our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this beautiful statement, when he told them about this hadith mubarakah, and one such companion that was in this beautiful gathering was Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. When Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen heard this beloved hadith mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he questioned and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how if a person increases his recitation, what would be the reward of a person who, instead of reading 10 times, he increases the amount of that particular recitation? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the more you increase in that particular recitation would be the more Allah would beautify your palace in Jannah. It would be the more Allah Azza wa Jal decorate your particular castle palace in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine reciting Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, of which is almost in every heart of Ashiqani Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are going to recite this, look at the amount of thawab we would be able to gain from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to try to recite this beautiful surah, Surah Ikhlas, 10 times on daily basis. Ameen, thumma ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this beautiful hadith mubarakah makes it crystal clear that the more we are going to recite the Holy Quran, the more we are going to recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, and the reason why I have chosen to embark on this Surah Ikhlas, it is because, alhamdulillah, the majority of the people have at least by hearted this particular surah of the Holy Quran. Now imagine the virtues, imagine the sawab and the amount of reward gained by reciting this beautiful surah of the Quran. And we also discover in this particular hadith mubarakah that the more we are going to recite, the more we are going to increase the recitation or the number of recitation of this beautiful Quran, this beautiful surah of the whole Quran, the more we recite is the more that Allah Azza wa Jal will increase our palace and beautify it. May we be granted many, many other benefits, not only in this dunya, but as well as in the akhirat. Ameen, summa ameen. Dear Madani channel viewers, the Sahaba ikram, even the Sahabiya, would do anything that would gain them the qurbat and the proximity of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they had a very, very beautiful mindset, and that was, if they are connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if their proximity with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is solid, this would mean that their qurbat is indeed accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam once comes in the court of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed fitna, indeed trials would come in your ummah. Indeed, fitna will definitely come in your ummah. Trials would come in your ummah. When Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard this, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will conclude with this. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens to this from Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, fitna would spread in his ummah. Fitna would definitely come. Trials, challenges would definitely come in his ummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked from Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, O Jibreel, what would be the way forward? What would be the way out of this fitna? What would safeguard my ummah from this fitna, from these trials? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then was being told by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, that the only way in which your ummah will be saved from the trials, from the tribulations and from the problems is when they are attached, and is when they have strengthened their relationship with the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar Kabira. We are living in that era whereby so many trials have already began. So many trials and tribulations exist in our midst. And the only forward, the only way to escape all these trials is by holding firm to the Quran, is by holding firm to the Sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected Madani channel viewers, alhamdulillah, we have come to the conclusion of our episode, and inshaAllah azza wa jal, we make a very sincere dua. May Allah azza wa jal inculcate into our hearts the love of reciting the Holy Quran, the love of implementing the messages of the Holy Quran in our lives, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us, and may He grant our children the ability to become as many huffaz as they can, as many ulama of this particular deen as possibly as they can, because inshaAllah that would be the source of rahmah, the source of mercy for us as the parents, and the source and the mercy for the whole entire ummah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they would be spreading the word of Allah, they would be spreading the words of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh.